Yeah, they got it.
I wonder what it does to honeybees.
Well, I imagine it'll get them. Now, I don't know. It didn't mention honeybees.
I don't know. That could put us in sad shape.
This is in a smaller type insect.
Mm-hmm. I wish they'd come and do some banging away around Stillwater.
You do.
I think we've got mosquitoes about that long.
Ooh.
That's the bill. The rest of them is shorter.
Yeah, our city here sprays nearly every summer. I don't know how, but as they start that spraying, why, the flies and mosquitoes, they just are not here.
Iron Great Stillwater.
Yeah, I suspect. They spray around Stillwater too, but they don't do it often enough. Last summer they did it by a man's pecan grove, and this row of trees along the road didn't bear. They bore, but the nuts didn't mature. So he thought he'd sue. Well, this fellow sues at the drop of a hat anyway.
Oh, well. So, I don't imagine he collected much.
Well, he's usually pretty successful.
Is he?
I don't know how he does it. I think he scares him.
Yeah.
He gives up to the city.
He compromised. Settled out of court.
I'll ask for $1 million, but if you give me $300,
he's all right.
What would you call a woman whose name is M-A-R-T-H-A?
Marthy?
Mm-hmm.
That's an old name.
Mm-hmm. How about that song, Oh My Darling, Gray, They Have Taken You Away?
My darling Nellie Gray,
uh-huh.
They have taken you away. That's an old song, old as I am.
If a boy is named William, what will you probably call him?
Most times he comes up with a kind of a nickname is Bill.
Mm-hmm. What if he's a little fellow?
Well, I expect to call him William while he's little, you know. As he gets older. Now we have an attorney down there, his name's William, but they call him Bill. Bill Williams.
They ever call him
William Williams.
Billy around here?
Yes, they use that word. Billy.
Are there many men around here named Ralph? Is that a common name?
Ralph? Quite a few of them.
Yeah.
And Ralph. An old coon hunter by that name, Ralph Sullivan. Ralph Sullivan lives in Wilson. Yeah, we got quite a few men with that given name.
How about Matthew? Is that at all common?
If his name Matthew, when he's a baby, he'll wind up with the given name Mac.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's named Richard, given that, he'll wind up most generally as Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Dick is short for Richard.
I remember in the fifth grade, we had a kid we called Dickie.
Yeah.
He was about this much taller than the rest of us.
Dickie.
If you were introducing your local preacher to me, how would you introduce him?
I'd introduce him as brother and whatever his name is.
Mm-hmm.
Pastor of our church.
Mm-hmm. And in introducing your wife to me, how would you introduce her?
This is my wife, Ms.
Mm-hmm. Any special term for a man, say, who picks up a hammer and saw now and then and takes a job as a carpenter, but he's not a...
Carpenter?
No.
What do we call him?
Handyman?
No. I think he's called a helper.
Yeah,
did he take the job himself?
Yeah.
Well, he's called most generally jackleg carpenter.
Uh-huh. Jackleg means somebody who doesn't do this by profession.
That's right. And not professional at it.
And in more terms of relationship here, my mother's sister would be what to me?
Your aunt.
Mm-hmm. If my father had a brother named William?
He'd be Uncle William.
Uh-huh. was Eisenhower's title before he became president?
Well, he was a general in the army for 40 years before he was elected president.
I guess he's a retired general now.
That's right.
Retired president, isn't he?
He draws more of as much money as he ever drew. Right up close to the president.
That's it. I think he gets more as a retired general than as a retired president. That's it.
Reagan, he's collecting his Social Security.
A person who goes to school, you'd say, is a...
pupil? No. Student.
And a person who is a citizen of the United States would say is not a Canadian, not a Mexican, but...
not a...
American?
Sure, he'd be American if he's not one of them.
Are there any settlements in this general area of people from other nationalities?